The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yuvamis Daf Chav Dalad. It's an interesting Mishnah in the previous Omud, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, a little bit of a mathematical challenge, which the whole Perek really is. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishteh Achoyos. The Mishnah Cheshbens had a case where there were two sisters. One of them was married to, we'll call him Ruvain, for convenience sake, Rachel or Leah, one of the two sisters. Ruvain died, and now there's a question of either Rachel or Leah, Skuka, either Leib or Lechalitza. There's two brothers, Shimon and Levi. One is Choylitz, one is Miyabim. The one that's Miyabim is fine, because it's not Chalutzose, it's not a Choyz Chalutzose. The Mishnah of the Gemara Cheshmes that out. Comes along the Gemara on Amud Aleph, on Chavdala on Amud Aleph, and the Gemara adds a Prat, Toni Shilo, Vafilu Shneem Koyanim. Again, the math is a bit confusing, but if we'd be talking about a case where there was a chalitza, one of them was a chalutza, and then both brothers, Ruvain, in this case, who died, who messed up by marrying Achas Mishteh Achoyes, and that's why the problem started in the first place, it's not just Ruvain, it's Ruvain Akoyen. He has two brothers, Shimon and Levi Akoyen. Shimon Akoyen, Levi Akoyen. Both of them were chalitz, the two sisters. Each one had a selfie. And then one of them was Bo, on the other one. Now, that's for sure that, let's say if Shimon and Levi both married the Chalutzas, that's for sure that one of these two sisters is a Chalutza, and she's married to a Kohen. The din is that Midrabbanan, a Chalutza is the din of a Grusha, Grusha is Asur l'Kohen. Now, that's for sure true that Grusha is an Issa Deraisa, and Chalutza is an Issa Drabbanan. The Gemara, in fact, has to prove that. The Gemara says, brings a brisa, the Grusha of Chalutzi, had the Lashon in the Mishnah Makas, that Bezim and Aleph. Interestingly enough, over there, the Mishnah talks about somebody who was made on somebody's Ben Grusha and Chalutzi, apostles in Lakuna, he gets Malkus. And over there, there's a discussion in the Ritva, how does he get Malkus if it's an only in the Rabbonon? So the question is whether Eidus of a Deraisa, it's Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker is an Issa Deraisa. Eidus sheker deraisa on an inyan, on a fault, on a psul, the rabbonon would give one the din of a rosh deraisa legabe malchus. That's a subject of discussion between the Ritva and Rabbi Kivager. And that subject is nege over here also, because here the Gemara says that because chalutza is the rabbonon, besavik chalutza they weren't machmer. Seems to be a special chiddush. Besavik chalutza they were maker. Frek the Ramban. Why does everyone have to come onto a special chiddush? Safik chalutza l'koyin? It's a drabonon. We know safik drabonon l'kula. It's a klal. B'chol hashas, we know there's a klal of safik deraisa l'chumah. Safik drabonon l'kula. So the Ramban says a landmark svara, which is used by Rishonim in different places, in Shas and Paiskim. It's an important svara to remember, and we're going to try to compare this type of idea to different places where it comes up in Shas. That's what we're going to do in this Shemitzah. The Ramban asks, again, like we said, that L'chor it's a Sofik D'Rabbonon, Kol Sofik D'Rabbonon L'Kul. The Ramban says that since over here there was a Maisa Chalitza B'Foneinu, it's not Stam a Sofik. Like if there was a Sofik if something over here was Osir to eat and it was D'Rabbonon, you would go L'Kulu. But over here we're talking about there was a Maisa. There was a Maisa Chalitza. The nature of this Maisa, whether it was a Chalitza or a Seres, whether the Chalitza on this sister is a Seres, to Aser her to this Kohen, is not known. But since there was a Maisa Borer B'Foneinu, that Sofik is more of a Sofik Chomur, there's a Dover B'Foneinu which would Aser, even if it's a Sofik, whether that thing actually Asered, but it's a Maisa Borer B'Foneinu, over there we would say Sofik D'Rabbonon L'Chomur. That's what the Ramban says. In fact, the Rajbo doesn't work with the Mishnah. Because the very same Mishnah on the previous Amud that the Braisa of Shneim Kehanim is going on talks about Achoyes Chalutzosoy. And over there it says that Achoyes Chalutzosoy, even though it's also Achoyes Chalutzosoy, is in fact an Issa D'Rabbonon. One Midaraisa is allowed to marry the sister of his sister-in-law that fell to him liyibum, and he was chayzah. Of course, if he was miyabim her, then now the sister is a chayzishtay. But we're talking about if he was chaylitz Rachel, who was married to his brother, he'd be allowed to marry Leah, the sister of his former zakuka, while the zika was in place, would be a chayz kukas. But after chalitza would be mutter. This is an issur d'rabbanan, and on that issur d'rabbanan, the Mishnah says he's not allowed to get married to her. So we see over here that we would go l'chumra. So has the din of the Gemara stem with the din of the Mishnah? And the Gemara it says that the issur chalutza l'koyin is only d'rabbanan. That's why we make it. The same type of issur d'rabbanan, this type of case where there was a ma'aser bar b'vaneinu. Why should there be different? Why should there be a difference between the Isser Kuhuna and the Isser Chalutza? What the Rajva says is also very important. And we're going to use that as a landmark type of svar in other places in Shas and Paiskim. The Rajva says that there's a yesodistic difference between the Isser Chalutza Lekoyin and the Isser Achoyz Chalutza Osir. Says the Rajva as follows. Chalutza l'koyin is a made-up issa. Chazal didn't want chalutza to some type of tzad chitzoyni, dimyan chitzoyni, to grusha. Chazal felt that they should create a new issa called the chalutza l'koyin. There's no precedent. It's not an addition onto an existing din. Grusha and chalutza have nothing in common. They're not the same thing. A grusha was a woman who was married who got a get. Chalutza is a woman who was skuka who got chalitza. There's a tzad dimyon, but it's not chalitza, and a chalutza and a grusha have nothing in common. They have nothing to do with each other. Memela, the issa is a new issa derabon. Over here, Chazal say we're not makbid. Again, why don't we say mitzad kol sofik derabon or sofik derabon lekula? Now we have the Ramban. That since there's a ma'aser bara b'faneinu, we're not makel. Good. Says the Rajva, but achoyz chalutza, the soid of achoyz chalutza was based on the zika that was there before. When that zika was there before, achoyz kukos was an issa deraisa, we learned in the earlier sugyas in this parak. It's an issa deraisa. After chalitza, that issa deraisa should be poka. The relationship between the yom and the yavam is over. He was chalitza, he set her free. So Chazal said that that relationship continues. The relationship that asur was a real thing. Chazal extended that issa, similar if we want to use the concept. First day yomtiv is second day yomtiv. Second day yomtiv is derabonon, but it's an extension because of sveka diyoimo from a first day yomtiv. And there's a whole discussion, the Ritva and the Raj from the beginning of lulav gozel, whether the din of lochem, whether the hakpoda, the lekachten lochem on the first day sukkis, the esrog, the lulav has to belong to the person's mekayim the mitzvah. The rest of the days is only a mitzvah of smachim lefnei Hashem lekeikem shuvas yomim. Over there tonight doesn't have to be lochem. Whether that is true on the second day yomtiv, we look at the second day yomtiv as a has having kedusha. We look at it as an extension of the first day, just making a dimyan ba'alma. There are yisurim derabonon which are an extension of an issa deraisa, and the dinim of there will be more chomer than other yisurim derabonon which are the creation, so to speak, of Chazal. Ad kan toichen divrei harajma. We find this type of svara finds examples in other areas of halacha. There's a famous taz in Yerudei, Simen Kuf, Sipkot and Aleph. Simen Kuf in Yerudei deals with the halachas of beria. What's a beria? Midereisa, we know that if something falls into a pot of food, so we say tam keik, or whether tam keik is derais, derabonin is a subject of much discussion when one learns chulin. But if food, tray for food, chelev, let's say nevela, or whatnot, bas v'chola, falls into a pot of kosher food, we need shishim bechdei levatloi. There is bittel, but derais is min b'mina is b'bop v'roiv, but derabonon, min b'mina needs shishim, like min b'sheini mina needs derais. There's halacha of beria. Beria says that something which is a dovish sholem, like an entire bug, or entire fly, or entire rat, in the case of the entire sheretz, in the case of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, if that falls into a taroivis, that does not become bottle. A beria cannot become bottle. Why? Chazal conferred on certain dvorim a cheshivus that it loy batli. A beria doesn't become bottle. There's an idea of a bottle. Mana chashuv, anything that's chosh has a chashivus doesn't become bottle. The question would be, la halacha, the Taz discusses, if a suffix barrier fell into a pot, one has a pot sitting on a fire, bubbling, and a live creature falls in, and it's a question whether that's a suffix, whether it's a barrier or not. It's a question whether the fly that fell in, let's say there's one of those zappers, one of those things that kills bugs, and it's near the food, and something falls in. A lot of the flies that get zapped, pieces fall off. I don't want to be graphic, but in that case it wouldn't be a barrier. Part of the live creature, well, it's not live, but even if it's dead, part of that creature is not there anymore, it's not a barrier. A whole ant, or a whole bug, or a whole sheret, that would be a barrier. Let's say this is a suffix. The halacha is that we're makel. Why? Barriers only in the rabbanim. The deraisa, it's bottle. Suffix the rabbanim, suffix the rabbanim, the kula. But, says the elegitaz, if we had an iser, we had a barrier. A barrier of something fell in. The question is whether that barrier would be usser. A barrier fell in, and the question is whether it was usser or not. That means, let's say we had something with halacha of Nesin Tam of Gam. It's a type of creature that if it falls into that taruvis, it will be poigim the taste of that food, it won't usser. Nesin Tam of Gam, Mishnah Avay Dezorah. There's a certain type of creature which, if it falls, it will be Nesin Tam of Shvach. So we have a suffix, means that the thing that fell in is certainly a barrier. There's a suffix whether it has a koich to usser. Over here also, the suffix is only derabanan, because midaraisa there is bittul because of barrier, and still the halacha is over there where machmir, where there's a suffix where machmir, and over there you mechuyev to be machmir that the piece does not become bottle. What's the difference? Says the Taz that where the suffix is in the barrier kite, the suffix is in the derabanan. So there we're going to be makel because the suffix is in the din derabanan itself. Derabanan lekula. Masha'enkein, we're talking about that the barrier, the chumra derabanan, that it's a barrier is in place. The question is whether it's an issa deraisa. The question is whether it's a min ho'iseris, whether it's the type of thing that could aser a pot of food. Over there, this suffix is really not in the din derabanan. It happens to be that even if this thing would be awesome, it would fall in, it would only be awesome in the Rabbanon because Midaraisa barriers bottle. But the suffix is whether it's a Min Ho'iseres, and that Min Ho'iseres would ask the Deraisa if it was, let's say, Pachas Mishisha. Since the suffix is in the Deraisa, over there will be Machmer. That's a similar svara to what we just said over here by us. Achois Chalutza is a byproduct, a derabbanan dika byproduct of a real iser erva. Achois ishtoi, achois kukosoi, is an iser deraisa. This iser is a byproduct of that. Now it's only derabbanan, but the makor of the suffix is in the relationship which was deraisa. There was a question whether it was achois kukosoi in the first place, whether she was kukali ibum. So the question that raises its head is a question deraisa. Right now it plays itself out in halacha lemaisa only on the level of derabbanan. Masha'enkein, the suffix of chalutza lekoyin is b'makor only derabbanan. The issur is only derabbanan. So now the suffix is not only a derabbanan, the suffix is derabbanan where the whole issue is only derabbanan. Over there we're going to go lekul. That's mamish the chur, it's a dimyut to what we're saying from the Taz, that where the suffix is b'makor, a suffix deraisa, even though now it only plays itself out of derabbanan because it's only a barrier. So now over there we would go lechumra, whereas where the suffix b'makor is the creation, the outgrowth only of a din derabanan, over there we would go lekula. That's another place where we find, it's fascinating when we find parallels in different, such a type of svara in different areas in halacha. There's a discussion which has something to do with this. The question is whether it's a raya, whether it could be used as a springboard to bring a raya either pro or con. This type of nidain is machlekes the Rambam derived in Paragimel de Milo. There's what's called b'loshon Chazal nandroigenus. Nandroigenus is somebody whose gender is not identified. He's a suffix zocher, suffix mekeva. He has the zachrus,
and he's mechuyif b'milah mishum sofik. It's a question whether he is a zocher on the kaver. Sorry, the androgynous has that's a tumtum. Androgynous has both. So androgynous is mechuyif b'milah. It's a question whether he's a zocher on the kaver. It's a sofik. The halacha is, you have to mal him? You have to mal him. The question is whether you make a bracha. You have to mal because the sofik derais al chumrah. Make a bracha. Bracha is derabonim. We have another clause. Sofik. Some brachos lekula. The machlokes the Rambam derived whether we make a bracha or not. Why would we make a bracha? Lechayra safik derabon safik brachos lahakol. The teretz is that since the ikur safik is in the deraisa, safik is not on the bracha. The safik is in the mitzvah itself. The safik is on a level deraisa. Once the safik is on deraisa, it's kepaskin. The etzim safik we go lechumra. Safik deraisa lechumra. Now that din of safik deraisa lechumra includes the bracha, so we make the bracha. Even though when there's a suffix on the bracha itself, we'll go to kula. Again, this is the same type of idea. We have something which bishoyrish is deraisa, but it plays itself out practically in the derabana, whether that suffix we would go to kula or we would go to chumna. What's interesting is that the Mefarshim ask Akasha still in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchus Krishma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, somebody has a suffix if he said Krishma. Has a suffix if he said Krishma. Krishma is a mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is questionable, a major discussion of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina, Shagasari, the Goin, whether the mitzvah of Krishma is the first bracha, whether the first pasuk, whether it's Ve'ohavta, maybe part of Ve'ohavta, the whole Ve'ohavta, three parishes, two parishes, many shittas in Rishonim. What's certainly true is that Birchas Krishma, Hamar V'arovim V'emuno Goal Yisrael, is certainly only derabon, that's the takon of Chazal. The Rambam paskins that if he has a suffix if he was Korah Krishma, Yachsa or Gimel Parshis. Im Birchoisel. The pshat in that would be that once he was Mukhuyiv on the level, he doesn't know if he made the brachas. Brachas, suffix brachas lakulam. Suffix, if he davened, he doesn't daven again. Suffix Krishma, suffix deraisa lakumra. But don't make the brachas again. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? L'chayr this word. The pshat in the Rambam has to be that since the etzim suffix is deraisa on the kriyishma, despite the fact that the brachas go with it, the brachas only derabonon, we machriya the suffix luchumra, we use the kriyishma, that grove, suffix deraisa luchumra, to be machriya that the brachas also should be said. No. The Rambam is the one in Hilchas Milu who holds that we don't make a bracha on Milas Androgynous. The Ravid is the one who holds we make a bracha. Pazit shtim. See, here the Kesem Mishnah brings from the Tshuvas HaRashba an interesting idea. He says that there's two types of brochois on mitzvahs. The Birchas HaMitzvahs is a din derabon, is a dover noisaf. There's a mitzvah, any mitzvah. Tzitzis, tefillin. Chazal misakin that every mitzvah, or many, not every mitzvah, many mitzvahs, the whole discussion. Why some mitzvahs, yes, some mitzvahs not. What makes a brocha? That's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to build a maikah. The mitzvah is to do a maisa milah. The mitzvah is to put on tefillin. Chazal were misakin to make a brocha. This is the brocha. This is the mitzvah. If the suffix of the mitzvah is deraisa, good. So you have to do the mitzvah again. Suffix deraisa l'kumah. The suffix of the brocha is something else. It's a suffix of a brocha. This is din derabanan to make a brocha. You have a suffix whether you mechuyev to make a brocha. Okay. Suffix brocha is la'akum. Mashenge by Birchas Krishma, the Tshuvas HaRashba says, Birchas Krishma, Chazal will misaken. Of course, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's the Brocha of Krishma. But they will misaken to say Krishma with Brochas. It's a updated, revised, Chazal Dika, revised edition of Krishma. Birchas Krishma is not a Brocha that one says before and after Krishma. It's a Chelik of the Krishma saying it with the Brochas. In that case, the Tshuvas HaRashba says, if it's part of the Krishma, the din, the achro, that we're machriya on the Krishma, which is that suffix deraisa l'chumra, will be used to paskin on the brachas as well. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba. Again, it's a fundamental chiluk. Which brachas are part of the mitzvah, which brachas are not. The truth of the matter is that there are rayas that chazal, birchas mitzvah, is not a chiyuv bracha, but it's more of a chiv in the mitzvah. It's an enhancement of the performance of a mitzvah to do the mitzvah with a bracha. If you want to hear this in a musadika light, in a machshavadika light, Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that the mitzvah encompasses a whole person's sense of self, his mind, his heart, and his body. Body is what he does the Maisa Mitzvah. Tefillin is something one does with his hands. The Bracha one does with his Dibur, which is the emotional world of a person, and his thought process of doing the Mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim, that's where he adds his intellect to the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is done differently when it's done with a Bracha. It's an enhancement of the Mitzvah. There are many rayas to this which would seem to contradict this Tshuvas HaRashba. What's interesting is, if we're looking for a Makor, Lashon the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos would seem to support the Kesef Mishnah. Lashon the Rambam is Kishem Shemavorkin Al Hano, the same way one makes Birchas Hananim, Kach Al Kol Mitzvah. Sounds like it's not part of the Mitzvah. There's a Bracha, one's Nene, one does a Mitzvah, Nene by the Mazeh, or Nene from the Davar Ruchni, or Nene with the Davar Ruchni, one makes a Bracha. That would seem to support this way of taking it. The chilik between, like we said, a Birchas Krishma and Birchas Mila, is that one bracha is part of the mitzvah, and one bracha is not part of the mitzvah. It would be possible to modify this verse and say it a little bit differently by androgynous. One could say theoretically by Krishma, since the suffix was decided deraisa, he is definitely a person who's mechuyev in Krishma. If he's not mechuyev today because he said already, he'll be mechuyev tomorrow. So now the din of suffix deraisa l'chumra is machriach him as a religious Jew, as a Shulchan Aruch Yid, to be Mekayim the Krishma, Savdaraz al-Khumi, has to be Machmir. If you're Mechuyiv, then do it with a Bracha. Androgynous is the question is whether he's Mechuyiv B'mila in the first place. The question is whether he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. You go L'Khumra, but the question is whether there's a Bar Chiyuva here at all. If there's a question whether there's a Bar Chiyuva, we can be Machriya, that there's a Vadai Chiyuv B'Foneinu, because of Savdaraz al-Khumi. So that would be a little bit different than the Truvs of Rashma. Be a little bit of a different approach to be machria that certain sveikos are huchra because of the din to be machmer as a vadai, and certain sveikos blai besofik if the person is not necessarily a bar chiyuva at all. So this is just a panorama, so to speak, but it's all based on what you said from the Rishonim, where there are different types of sofik dirabonon, which is part of a deraisa, sofik dirabonon, which is by itself, like we said by Beria. There are certain. You could have the same suffix of Beria, but you could have the same din of Beria, which is only the Rabbanon, but where the Sherisha suffix is, that will determine whether we use the din of Savi Deraisa L'Chumra, or we use the Klal of Savi Derabbanon L'Kula.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.